You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Kuwaiti authorities are conducting DNA tests on the bodies of those killed in the devastating fire incident in southern Kuwait's Mangaf area, and an IAF aircraft is on standby to bring back the mortal remains of Indians killed in the incident, officials said. They said that the total number of people killed in the Al Mangaf building is 49, and 42 of them are learned to be Indians. The remaining ones are Pakistani, Filipino, Egyptian and Nepali nationals. Amid the ongoing water crisis in Delhi, Himachal Pradesh made a U-turn and told the Supreme Court it did not have surplus water to spare. The Himachal Pradesh government told the Apex Court that it does not have the surplus 136 cusecs of water and withdrew its earlier statement, news agency PTI reported. The Supreme Court directed the Delhi government to approach the Upper Yamuna River Board, UYRB, for water supply. The Finance Ministry announced that the 53rd meeting of the Goods and Services Tax Council would be held in New Delhi on 22nd June, which may also be the opportunity for the centre to consult states on the forthcoming budget for 2024-25. While GST Council will take up matters pertaining to the indirect taxes, the presence of state finance ministers would give opportunity to the centre to take their suggestions on the budget, one official said, requesting anonymity. The trailer of Ajay Devgan and Tabbu's Auron Mein Kaha Dam Tha is out and gives a peek into a complex love story with hints of action and mystery, woven with strings of music. On Thursday, the makers launched the trailer at an event in Mumbai in presence of the film's cast and composer M.M. Keeravani. The film is written and directed by filmmaker Neeraj Pandey. The trailer establishes that the film is a musical love story which comes with a dash of nostalgia from the 1990s era. It gets its thrill factor from the twists and turns. Nifty and Sensex ended the session in green at record closing highs after pairing partial intraday gains. At close, the Sensex was up 204 points or 0.3% at 76,810 and Nifty was up 76 points at 23,398. In the day, Nifty clocked a fresh high of 23,481 intraday and Sensex gained 0.8% to intraday high of 77,145.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.